Welcome to Out Loud, the queer creative podcast presented by the Q LGBTQ Creative Network and hosted by Kenny Fitz.
AM, why am I staring at my phone? I find it hard to go to sleep when I'm alone. I toss and I turn, this emptiness burns, yeah. The bed's too big, swimming in sheets, I need your clothes. Been wide awake since you went away. The pillows still smell like you. I miss your taste. I can't wait till I'm lying right next to you. When your heart whispers, when your heart whispers softly to me, every beat shakes my world. I can feel shivers. My friends to numb the pain. Even my favorite drink don't kick the same. I smile but I yearn, this emptiness burns, yeah. I could stay here, think I'll just walk home in the rain. Been wide awake since you went away. The pillows still smell like you. I miss your taste. I can't wait till I'm lying right next to you. When your heart whispers, when your heart whispers softly to me, every beat shakes my world. I can feel shivers. When your heart whispers softly to me, every beat shakes my world. True love speaks louder than words. True love speaks louder than words.
Friends, and welcome to the very first episode of season 5 of Out Loud, the Queer Music Podcast. Or actually, we're just calling it the Queer Creative Podcast these days because we're going to be branching out into some other realms. We've concentrated a lot on music because we have so many music artists that it's, you know, who we've worked with and come into contact with, but we're going to be branching it out a lot more. And now that we're into season 5, episode 101, I really truly can't believe it. It's kind of a bit stunning to me that A, I've managed to keep going for 100 episodes, but B, that people are still listening to me because I can sound like a Muppet sometimes. I do this because I love the art, I love the music, I love what people are doing out there, and I feel like they need a platform to be heard. Now, on the way in, you got a chance to hear brand new track, the title track, actually, from Kyle Richardson's new album called Louder Than Words. And Kyle Richardson is an artist from Canada, out of Vancouver, and that's what this episode is all about today. We are going to be talking with Kyle, and we're going to be talking all about the music and the album and kind of what's to come, and we're going to hear more music from Kyle. So you're going to want to stick around for that. But first, I think we need to give you some new sounds that are out there that are currently tickling the fancies of many an ear that people are really enjoying. So we're going to jump right into it because, as you will find with this episode, there's already a lot of me yammering on later on. So we're going to jump into some new music, and what we have for you coming up is out of Los Angeles, brand new Haben Gotifa, his latest, it's called Fruit. Haben is a very, very good hip-hop artist that keeps kind of getting better and better. We also have from The Voice Norway, didn't win, but made an incredible impact and a big splash, the incredible, wonderful Leonardo Amor. His latest song is called Walls. We're going to check that out, but you should go on YouTube and check out some of Leonardo's videos from The Voice Norway. He did a cover of Sam Smith's Unholy. You need to check that out for sure. But we're going to kick it all off with the dynamic, the wonderful Kendall. This is their latest, called Supernova. Kendall is a genderqueer artist from North Carolina that keeps burning up the airwaves. So take in these three and then join me back in a few with my conversation with Kyle Richardson.
Somehow you have opened me up. This must be how it feels to be loved. Something in me's changed. I'm ready now. I'm ready. Is a leap of faith. Oh, I know you got this. You're a way of making me feel safe. 'Cause you carry all the weight of the world for me. I'm ready to fall again. Dive into your arms. To swim in your oceans. To tear down.
Left unsaid, all my DMs to God get left unread. Not even sure I believe anymore. Not even sure I believe in dreams anymore. Not even sure I believe in me anymore. Used to think I could save the world. Now I'm like, the world don't need me no more. Need a reason to continue my subscription. I'm still the one they come to when they need uplifting. Used to be the one mama said was gifted. Used to love me unconditional, now it's different. She got grandkids, that's the apple of her eye. And I'm just the apple that went bad over time. Went from fresh fruit to the oldest in the batch. Shopping at the farmer's market, threw it in the bag. Placed it in the fruit bowl, thought it would last. Didn't get a taste, then they threw it in the trash. Went from fresh fruit to the oldest in the batch. Shopping at the farmer's market, threw it in the bag. Placed it in the fruit bowl, thought it would last. They love you when you're youth, now they look at you like trash. Feel like I lost it. Used to have that flame, it's exhausted. What's the price that I pay, where's the profit? All these steps that I take, still no progress. Feel like God don't rock with me. All these demons on my back, get them off of me. What's the meaning of this life, all this suffering? Thought I'd be up, that I find love, it ain't been fun for me. Either everyone's life is better or I never settled. Either I'm the anomaly or I'm not that special. It's hard to see your potential knowing that the rent's due. It's hard to count your blessings when you lack decimals. I just want the fruits of my labor. I just want the fresh squeezed juice with the pulp and the flavor. I want the things only money could pay for. Don't wanna be fruit that's past due on the table. Went from fresh fruit to the oldest in the batch. Shopping at the farmer's market, threw it in the bag. placed it in the fruit bowl, thought it would last. Didn't get a taste, then they threw it in the trash. Went from fresh fruit to the oldest in the batch. Shopping at the farmer's market, threw it in the bag. Placed it in the fruit bowl, thought it would last. They love you when you're youth, now they look at you like trash. Three verses, cause I got a lot to say. Was reading verses in the church, now I barely pray. Songs I used to love, now I rarely play. Where's my return on investment for the price I paid? 8 hours in the reservoir with Sam talking. Told her I'ma miss the wedding in August. Mad at myself for everything I failed to accomplish. If the devil's to blame, it's God and accomplice. Used to count on me, now they count me out. Wanted to prove them wrong, now I'm faced with doubt. Missed the days I was dreaming in the South. What I envision is different than who I am now. And who am I now? And who am I now? The man in the mirror I see doesn't make me proud. The fresh fruit that let his parents down. The produce that went bad, so they threw him out.
Ready for the return of the all-new Queer Bunch, the monthly LGBTQ2S+ national streaming show featuring a panel of artists, creatives, and advocates from across Canada. Each episode of the Queer Bunch focuses on important topics and issues impacting the LGBTQ2S+ community. With a diverse cast and amazing special guests, there's never been a better time to join the conversation. Presented by the Pink Pages Directory and produced by On the Couch and the Q LGBTQ Creative Network, you can watch all episodes of The Queer Bunch on YouTube and follow on Facebook at The Queer Bunch. Every day is a great day to watch The Queer Bunch.
All right, welcome back to Out Loud, everyone. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Now, as promised, we are joined by Vancouverite. I like to say things like that. Kyle Richardson. Kyle, welcome to Out Loud.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for coming on. And I'm really excited to ask you a whole lot of questions. Don't get nervous.
Awesome.
There won't be anything too shaky. It's anytime we have a Canadian artist, because I find it challenging for anyone who's listening out there, if you are a Canadian artist from the LGBTQ community, I find it challenging to find our artists. It's like they're hiding. I don't think it's hiding. I just think that we in Canada don't feel the need to push things out in the same kind of way. It's all about the music, which is kind of how it should be. So it makes it challenging. Yeah. So anytime I get a chance to kind of talk to Canadian artists, I love to kind of dive into, you know, what you've been doing, where you've kind of come from, and where you're heading. So that's kind of how we're going to make all of this magic happen.
Sounds good.
So you have a brand new album out. It is called Louder Than Words. This has been a real resurgence for you because it's been a bit of time since you've had music out. But 2023 has been banner for you. Three to four singles and the album. How are you, like, how are you finding it? Are you happy? Were you nervous about getting it out? Has it lived up to kind of like what you wanted?
It's been amazing. I was a bit nervous putting out music for the first time in a long time, because you never really know how it's going to go and how people will receive it. But I found that finally getting these songs out there, because I've had some of these songs for a little while now, it was pretty cathartic getting them out and just seeing how they were embraced, and just the reaction overall to the body of work has been really exciting for me to finally get to hear from people.
I can imagine, because it's been a few years, and I was going to ask about, you know, how long have you been sitting on some of these songs? Because I was poking a little bit of fun when I said, you know, I find it hard to find our artists in Canada, but I think a lot of it is tied into the challenge of getting music out and getting it released, and COVID played a big, huge part of that, where, you know, you're in lockdown. But how long, essentially, like, when did you first start writing some of these songs?
When I started focusing on the album, that was in, I think January of 2018, and I started recording. I kind of made a pact with myself to write and get like a final recording of like one song each month, kind of for the whole year. So that was my main goal. And I did that for the majority of the year. And then at the end of that process, when I think I had about 8 or 9 songs done, I went and looked through everything I'd recorded in years prior, or everything I'd written, just old demos from like home demos or voice notes or whatever. And I pulled some ideas from those that were from as far back as like 2009, 2014. And I kind of revamped those and got in the studio with Jeff Dawson, my producer, and we like finally finished them. So there's, I think, 3 songs of those were from way old, but then most of them were written in 2018 and prior. And then kind of as soon as we finished all that process was kind of when all the COVID lockdowns happened and stuff. So that ended up kind of delaying the whole release process.
So this has been a real journey for you. This has been not like you woke up one day and said, I think I'll write some songs.
You've been really,
you know, toying with this and planning this. And it must feel both, as you said, cathartic, but also just a weight kind of lifted to finally say they are out there, they are living.
Yeah, exactly. It's been very exciting. And yeah, it has been like a weight lifted because, like I've said, I've lived with some of these songs in various forms from like, 2009 through now. And it's been quite a weight to get them out. And it's been really fun to do that.
Well, I'm glad that they're finally out, because I have to say, going through, it's an 11 track album. And I mean, the music is solid. The music is, you know, coming from a lot of different places, but it is solid pop writing. And production wise, I have to say, you know, you've teamed up with somebody who I think gets you and really understands what it is that you're trying to put out there.
Yeah.
You know, getting into the studio and laying some of these tracks down, did you have any trepidation in terms of like some of the songs, because they had been in terms of like when they started, about keeping them? Or did you feel like any kind of pressure is like, oh my God, I got to write new?
I didn't feel any pressure with that. I thought it was pretty cool to go back to some old ideas and kind of see them in a new light. So it was really cool to just get some old, because I just had like very old like home demos with guitar and vocal from years and years ago of some of these ideas. Or I had some early demos even from like old production days with Jeff that we kind of went back to and looked at. So it was really interesting to kind of put these through like the current day's music filter and see how they sounded. I think it must be
living with some musical children of your own that they've been around for, you know, quite some time. And did they, I guess, where they started and some of the content that's within the songs.
Yeah.
How did that change for you when, you know, you kind of go back and visit them from, you know, where they were coming from originally and where you were picking up again?
I think content wise, they stayed pretty similar to how I envisioned them. It was just kind of like the instrumental and the production and the vocal delivery that really changed and like gained a lot from the experience over the last several years. So I think that was really cool to come at them with a new perspective and a new just kind of handle on what I do vocally. And especially after recording the bulk of the album before going back to those, it was interesting to put what I'd learned doing the rest of it into some of those earlier songs.
Well, you started the whole year off with Can You Hear Me?
Yeah.
And, you know, from there we got to Anything and Fight the Good Fight. And then you did a video for Keep the Faith from the album. The process itself, for you as a writer, as someone who's creating, is there a push and pull, I guess, for you in terms of, you know, what you want the final product to sound like, to look like? Are you, I guess maybe what I'm trying to say is, are you a tormented artist? Like, are you out there saying nothing's ever going to be perfect? Or do you struggle with that to get there? Because the music sounds, I guess it sounds really easy in terms of relaxed, like it flows. So I'm wondering like how much of the music was like, yeah, this is just kind of how it came out, and how much was like, no, I must torture myself to get it to this point.
The good thing for me about working with someone like Jeff is he is very accomplished and he knows kind of what suits certain songs better than others. I play a little bit of guitar, not on the recordings or anything, but mostly for songwriting. So for me to have like the experience of someone who's been doing it so long and has made such a great career out of producing albums in multiple genres. Yeah, the pros of that for me were just that I could trust that he had a vision for the songs. And if I ever had anything that I wanted shifted or changed, or like the mood to be slightly different, he was super accommodating. So it wasn't so much of a tortured process. And we went pretty quickly when we recorded. It was like I said, we kind of did a song a month and did a few sessions and kind of knocked it out. And then we would fine tune things a bit later. But it was a pretty easy process, actually. Like once we got stuff laid down, yeah, it was a great collaboration.
It's always great to have a good producer, especially somebody who does get you and can really kind of sit in your space a little bit and understand who you are as an artist and as a person. That helps a lot. The the tracks flow really, really well. For anybody who's listening who haven't heard the album yet, you really need to. It's got a great start and finish point. And what's interesting is that in the midst of it all, kind of in the middle, is the title track. Yeah. One of my favorite songs on the album isn't a single, but I really, truly, I love Perfect Crime. There's something about that song that, and I like all of the songs, but there's something about that one that I think really, it really resonates. It's just a really, it's really strong pop music, but it also seems like you have... And I gotta say, and I don't say it's like, it's not the country twang, but there is a little bit of a nostalgic country sensibility that is in your music, undertones of it. And I'm wondering if, am I picking up on that, or am I just like now just enforcing it on myself because that's how I hear it?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, I've heard that before, not just from you. I've heard like people say, oh, if you just did a little bit of this, like they'd give a little bit of suggestions, like it would sound country. And I've heard, even with Perfect Crime, I've heard people say that could almost sound like a country song if the production was different. So I've heard like bits and pieces of that over time. I did grow up in the Okanagan Valley with like a 5-acre mountainside as my backyard overlooking farmland. So I have a little bit of a rural upbringing. And funny enough, Perfect Crime was the first song we did for the album. So that was kind of what set the tone for the whole piece. And that was a really great song to start the project off with. So excited that you picked up on that song.
Yeah, and maybe it is the rural aspect of it, because I think sometimes and I'll say that with pop music, sometimes it can be overproduced sometimes because we think that we have to add every bell and whistle that is out there or get on trends, where this is really reminds me of maybe pop music of old, but just in today's kind of vein of what's happening out there sonically. And maybe that's what I'm picking up on is some of that maybe older style or that rural aspect of it. But I think it also lends to the tone of your voice as well, where I think that if you wanted to, I mean, back in when Shania Twain was becoming that kind of crossover artist between pop and country, started in country and moved into pop and was kind of being able to kind of move back and forth. Taylor Swift a little bit like that as well. You have that approach and you have that voice where I could hear it kind of going in different directions, which maybe speaks to the versatility of you as an artist.
Yeah. And I'm just someone who loves all genres of music. So I've kind of always wanted to do different aspects or different genres of music and kind of put it through a bit of a pop filter. So that's definitely something that I'm all about, just because I love singing anything. So
what a great segue that you just said that. Because I feel like we need to take a listen to one of the songs. And I think Anything, which was the second single off the album so far, is a really great place to start. We did hear some of your music up front of the show, but right now I think let's take a listen to Anything and then come back and talk a little bit about it.
Sounds good.
You're shivering. Sweater, it's cold out, but for you I'll bear the weather. I'm told that what we have is golden, so I'll let you see my heart wide open. I will tell you what. Thank you.
Welcome back, friends. We are still talking with Kyle Richardson, Canadian. I want to say, I mean, it's easy to say a pop artist, but really you are just a very strong artist that has a lot of versatility, as I said in the last segment. Such a great song. I already mentioned, thanks, I really liked Perfect Crime. I love Fight the Good Fight. I really, really do.
And awesome. When you that was a fun one.
It's great. And there's, I mean, speaking of fun, you've got a song called Fun on the album, which is also really great.
I do.
It kind of, you know, it dances between light and shade, this album does. And, you know, there are moments where there's, you know, a lower or a darker or heavier kind of tone to some of the songs. And then there's ones where there's so much light that's kind of just shining right through them. It's a versatile album. Who are you inspired by as an artist?
I have like quite a few different inspirations musically. I would say like growing up just as a vocal masterclass, like Stevie Wonder was a huge inspiration, and like old school soulful Motown pop music was always like a go-to for me. And then when I started listening to pop music that would kind of inform my own, it was artists like Gavin DeGraw and John Mayer, John Legend, Kelly Clarkson. I just really liked people who had like great vocal qualities and could write songs and play instruments and stuff. Adam Lambert also, just as a gay artist, was someone who really inspired me, just like living his truth and being a crazy talented vocalist and performer. So those are kind of some of the people that I looked up to.
That's not a small list of personalities and voices. Those are some big voices. And I get that now. When you say Gavin DeGraw, I totally get that. I can hear that. And maybe that's, again, what I'm picking up on with some of that versatility and the change-ups in the music is Gavin DeGraw's also, you know, an artist that's really like that. He's much like yourself, I think, someone who can play around in a lot of different sandboxes when it comes to music.
Yeah, I think so.
Being a Canadian artist, and sometimes it's a little bit different. When I look at some American artists, there's so much music that's happening. There is a lot of music in Canada, but we tend to funnel it a little bit differently. As an artist now kind of coming out, and you've got a full album behind you, have you found kind of getting the album out there a challenge? Have doors kind of opened? Where have you found some of those hurdles, but some of those successes?
I found it pretty exciting getting the album out. I think it's been the biggest challenge for me was just how long I waited to put it out, just because I wanted to make sure I had everything in line. I feel a lot of the time with indie artists, it's difficult to get everything lined up to do a release pattern that makes sense. So I wanted to make sure I had like all my videos done, all of my artwork done, all the music done, like all the final masters and everything. And I just found it for me very important to have everything ready so that once I wanted to start getting on this path of finally releasing the songs, that there was nothing standing in the way of me just going all out with it. So that was kind of like my biggest personal choice in why I waited so long to put it out, is that I just wanted to be fully ready to commit to being the artist and doing everything, all the press, everything that kind of comes along with it. But yeah, I find in Canada it is a different kind of musical landscape, so it's been interesting to navigate that.
It is from my end too, and I look at that and I say, you know, we do have a lot of really talented artists, and finding the right path or the right, you know, trajectory to release things or who to kind of get it in front of, it's a little bit different here.
We
do have, you know, our provincial offices for music. Yeah. You know, it's it's an outlet that we are very fortunate to have. And we do have things like Factor. But then we also have, I think sometimes we take on this persona of what we think Canadian music is or Canadian sounding music, which is weird all in itself because it's not about carrying a fiddle. That's kind of maritime or Celtic sometimes. I just think that we have such really strong artists that, sometimes we maybe as an industry or as an audience pigeonhole our artists a little bit in terms of like, well, it doesn't sound Canadian. It's like, what is Canadian? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, we're so close to the States and everything. I think North American music can all come together as one kind of unit, but there are some aspects that can bring out Canadian music for sure.
The Canadian pride comes out in the music, I think, too. And I think that a lot of the times with Canadian artists, sometimes they maybe, and I don't know if this is fair to say, I think that all artists are different and whatnot, but maybe the industry gives them the feeling of trying to maybe restrain rather than cut loose sometimes, unless the cutting loose is in a certain, you know, aspect of things. But I think that our artists really, really do shine in a very unique way. And it's all over this album.
Yeah, thank you.
Thinking about having an album out, obviously one of the big questions is, when will we hear you live? Are you playing live? How are you comfortable playing live? You know, that's a lot when you have a new album out and it's been, you've been working on it for some time.
Yeah. I love playing live. I haven't been doing nearly enough of it lately, but I think in the new year, especially, I want to start doing a lot more shows, especially in my home city of Vancouver. And if I can get out on the road somewhere, that would be amazing for me. I would love to do that. I love playing live, but I just haven't been doing enough of it. I think once I start, especially in the new year, I'm looking to start working on some new music to follow this up, like pretty quick. So I'm really excited because I want to be able to kind of live test those new songs with all of this album. So I think that's going to be a really exciting opportunity to test the songs before even hitting the studio with some of them.
I would say that these songs too, can live on stage so nicely. There's a real pretty factor to a lot of the songs that are on the album that you could hear it with different types of accompaniment, my Lord, behind you. It could be an acoustic version. You could have it right up to a full band, but you could also interchange it in different ways and styles. That I think that depending on the venue and depending on, you know, where your comfort sits, it could be a really interesting and eclectic and electric show that you would be able to put on. I get excited by that. So I'm hoping to be able to catch you live at some point in time in the future.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny you'd say that about the acoustic thing, because I actually have a full version of this album that is acoustic only. So it's either half the songs have me with an amazing pianist and half of me have a guitarist with me, and we did the whole album from start to finish with Jeff, the same producer that did the whole album, and we cut acoustic versions of every song. So I'm gonna be getting that out sometime soon.
There's been a lot of queer artists coming out of Vancouver, especially recently. I'm just curious, even across Canada or in other countries, have you had an opportunity to kind of like touch base or get into contact with or collaborate and connect with other artists from the community?
You know, I haven't collaborated with them as much as I'd like to, especially on this album, just because a lot of these songs, again, have been with me for a little while. But that's something I want to definitely incorporate on some of my new music going forward, just because I find being inclusive, especially within my own community, is like very important. And I would love to write with and collaborate with people on my next stuff. I have a lot of artist friends for sure, and it'd be great to link up in the studio or even just on the writing end of the album or upcoming albums.
Well, I think there's a real opportunity there.
I think so.
We need to hear another song. So we are going to take a listen to Fight the Good Fight.
Awesome.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in 2024 with Al Richardson.
Stranded night, nowhere to go. Abandoned, losing all hope. All the things we're missing. Where's the end of this tunnel vision? Locked in a room with no key. Forgotten indefinitely. Breaking out this prison. Where's the end of this tunnel vision? Good fight, feet off the ground, fuel the fire, forever starts now. Get ready, set, go, rebuild our crowns, righting these wrongs, we're royalty bound. We'll fight the good fight, feet off the ground, fuel the fire, forever starts now. Get ready, set, go, rebuild our crowns, righting these wrongs, we're royalty bound. We'll fight the good fight, right here, stumbling around, the silence. Fire forever starts now. Get ready, set, go. Rebuild our crowns. Righting these wrongs, we're royalty bound. We'll fight the good fight. Beat off the ground. Fuel the fire. Forever starts now. Get ready, set, go. Rebuild our crowns. Righting these wrongs, we're royalty bound. We'll fight the good fight. We'll fight the good fight. We'll fight the good fight. All the things we're missing. Where's the end of this tunnel? We'll fight the good fight. Feet off the ground. Fuel the fire. Forever starts now. Get ready, set, go. Rebuild our crowns. Righting these wrongs. We are royalty bound. We'll fight the good fight.
Welcome back again, everyone. We are still chatting with Kyle Richardson, Canadian artist, with a brand new album, Louder Than Words, and we've been talking all about it. So, Kyle, this, yes, we've been talking about this album. It has taken a long time. You've really put a lot into it to get it out. It is now out there and living, but you have dropped a few things saying about new music. So,
yeah,
we are ending 2023 and about to begin 2024. New year, what does 2024 look like for you?
2024 is going to be an exciting time, I think. I have some plans in motion. I'm going to put out my acoustic album, which is Louder Than Words, the like acoustic version. So that's going to be the first thing I get out in 2024. And then I'm really excited to get back in the studio within probably the first couple months of the year and start working on some follow-up stuff.
I'm excited about that. Now, where this album was, you know, done over time, and are you looking at switching gears, trying some new things? Is there some new directions that you're hoping to go into or thinking about going into?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if I'm going to focus on doing another full album right away. So I might kind of test the waters working just with different writers and different people and see kind of what works and put out some singles or maybe an EP at some point. But yeah, I definitely, especially having lived with this album for so long myself, I'm excited to try some new things and incorporate what I've learned through all of this process and see just where the music grows from there.
I think that being able to come off of something that, you know, you've really worked on, it there must be a real energy that you're almost kind of chomping at the bit, maybe a little bit. It's kind of like, I'm ready to go. I'm now into it. I'm ready to go.
I'm really excited for it because I love like being in the studio is probably one of my favorite things, my like favorite parts of this whole process. So I'm excited to get back to it. But at the same time, like I really do want to start doing some more live shows and get these songs played live because I'm really happy with how everything turned out, and I just want to get these songs on a stage somewhere too. So I'm excited to do that.
Speaking of stages, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, and if you're out there, Vancouver, Toronto, Halifax, whoever, are you eyeing up Pride stages?
Yeah, that's actually something I've done in the past. Yeah, that would be a really great opportunity because I love playing Pride events. They're a lot of fun. And the crowd is always so welcoming and exciting to be around.
So Vancouver Pride, Toronto Pride, Edmonton, Calgary, all of you, if you are listening, this gentleman is ready to rock your stage. I could see you, and now that you say that you're going to have an acoustic version of the album, I can see you like on a full stage, but I could see you doing a really cool cabaret style kind of performance. Now I just feel like I need to work magic and find a few of you like these artists. Sieski, I mentioned already, is very much like that too. And I just think that having you all together in a space would be really cool. So Pride
Yeah, that'd be a lot
Festival,
of fun.
folks,
Let's
don't
do
sleep,
it.
don't sleep.
Yeah.
What's the dream? What's the I guess collaboration dream? If you were going to be able to kind of like haul somebody in and say, listen, I really kind of want to work with you. I want to lay down a few tracks between the two of us. Who would that be?
Like as a an artist collaboration, I would love to work with someone like a John Mayer. I just find like the way he plays guitar, the tones he finds and everything so cool. And I think it'd work really well with my voice. And I think he has some really cool songwriting ideas. So I think that would be a lot of fun in a studio kind of setting. And then I think, I don't know if I could keep up, but Adam Lambert would be someone who's crazy to sing a song with or do something with because his vocal is amazing. And I
He
think he'd
is
be a lot of fun.
a full space all of his own. All on his own.
Yeah,
He's
he's a
just a
beast.
he is a beast. He's an entity. I mean, those are great people to look up to. I mean, they are such strong artists, both vocally and just
Yeah, I
creatively.
think so. Yeah.
I think that, thinking about this album and that you mentioned an acoustic version of it, I hope you get some video down of maybe some of these pieces. I think that they would translate really well, and I think people need to see you. They need to see you as a performer.
I think so.
The music's so good, but I think that it will come alive even more if they get a chance to see you.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, at the end of the day, artists really want to be out there and be seen and be heard and be known for their music. When it comes to just crafting, the actual, I guess, process of putting things out there. How much of a challenge is that to you? Not everybody likes it. Some people like to get the music done and get it out there, but it's an indie world, right? The DIY artist is, kind of everyone out there now. And is that a challenge for you, or do you thrive in that kind of an environment as well?
I think it's pretty cool actually, just because you can kind of pace yourself and you can do it on your own terms and you can figure out exactly how you want everything to look and sound and feel, and you kind of get to set the tone for it yourself. I think having more of a team would be equally exciting in different ways, just because there'd be like kind of a sense of community about putting everything out and getting pieces moving. But I think on a DIY scale, it's been really exciting, and I've learned a lot over the course of this past year. So it's been like, I don't know, I like it. But yeah,
It's it can be
an
daunting for,
interesting process.
yeah, it can be really daunting for some artists. I think too, the DIY artist and the indie artist at this point, one of the things that used to be great back in, even the 80s, we'll say the 80s and the 90s for artists was that there was a little bit more of a luxury for artists to be able to tap into some other things because it wasn't the internet, because there wasn't this wide scale of social media that you needed so many extra hands. There was a real clear kind of this is how we approach this. And now, unfortunately, artists have to do it, but a lot of the times it is just trying to wrap your head around how to get the music created and done that the rest of it can feel just like just arduous and really, I guess, a hardship sometimes. So
Yeah, it can be a lot to take on, but it's important to get through all of that, because yeah, it's one thing to have great music, but you need to be able to get some people to hear it as well.
It is the industry, right? It is the industry, and
yeah,
things don't slow down, and they're not slowing down, especially from the social media aspect of things and trying to do outreach and that. So listen, I am so excited by the fact that you have this album out. I love everything about it. I can't wait to hear the acoustic versions, because I think some of them, I keep going back to Perfect Crime, but I can just hear that from an acoustic standpoint. I think that it's really going to connect with a lot of people. And I think that it's Thank going you. To open up you to more audiences, just because I think that it translates a little bit differently when it becomes acoustic, but also I think that people allow acoustic into their life a little bit easier sometimes than pop.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
So I think that that's going to happen for you. So I'm excited.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm excited to do that as well.
And with all the new music that's coming, and again, you know, whether it's festivals or pride stages, I can't wait to see you kind of out there and on them. And again, you're out there and listening, folks, don't sleep. Please don't sleep. You got to make these things happen. Kyle needs to be on some stages.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, I think we have one more song to listen to, and I'm going to turn it over to you to introduce it. But first, I want to say thank you for joining me and being part of this and letting me be a part of what you have going on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on and taking the time to talk to me. It's been really fun. Yeah, and this is a lead single off my album. This is a song called Can You Hear Me?
Thank you so much, Kyle.
Thank you.
Are you ready? We're gonna turn it up. Last chance to show a little love. We all know that it's not that tough. Once it starts, you can never get enough. We're gonna write our names in the clouds. We're gonna dance and shout it out loud. Show the world it'll never be the same. When we raise our hands, you're gonna know our name. Can you hear me?
Minds that brought you the smash hit podcast Your Life The Mixtape, and headliners comes Your Life The Mixtape Magazine, a free monthly digital magazine that focuses on music, culture, and social commentary on current news and events. Visit www.yourlifethemixtape.com to subscribe today.
Welcome back to Out Loud, everyone. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Kyle Richardson. Be sure to go and check out the album. You've heard a number of cuts now from it, and it's pretty fantastic. I'm always excited when an artist can kind of see their vision come to life within the music. It's a big struggle out there for a lot of artists, as Kyle and I talked about, in terms of just kind of having to do it all on your own. So it's great when that happens. So thank you again, Kyle, for joining me, and I can't wait to hear more. I can't wait to hear what's coming next, especially that acoustic album, that acoustic version. All right, as I mentioned in the way back at the beginning of this episode, we are going to be making some changes. Because we're in season 5, I really want to try to, you know, get around to a number of different areas within the artistic world and explore some of that work that's being done by LGBTQ artists out there. There's always going to be music, but we may have some episodes that will be the radio replays of the Out Loud radio show, like I have been doing, maybe connected with something else, or it may just be standalone episodes. We're going to try to change it up. I really want to kind of keep it fresh, and I'm also interested in what folks would like to see happen on this podcast. So if you have ideas, if you would like to drop me a line, please do so by email at theq@curatedbyq.com. That easy. Just send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Also, you know, if you've been following this podcast or the radio show or just the Q reviews in general on socials, you know that it's very easy to just drop me a line in the DMs. They're always open. I'm always eager to respond to folks. So do all of that. Do whatever is going to work for you, but do it. Do it. Get it over to me. All right. Fancy some more music. I feel like we need to give you a little bit more to wind down this episode. So I've got another 3-pack coming up for you. And in this, we have, from Adelaide, Australia, the incredible electro-alt dance pop artist known as Sweeney. New to me, just getting to dive into some of the works of Sweeney, but we've got a track for you called Daddy-O, and I think you're going to find it pretty fab. We've also got in this set, And Then There Was One, and that's the project from Boston producer and musician Stevie Caldwell. The track is called Real Girl, and Stevie, And Then There Was One, the project, is pretty interesting, and a lot of diverse sounds that have been coming out from different singles, so I'm pretty excited to see where this project of Stevie Caldwell's is going to go. It's always interesting when you're introducing an artist and you have a long title like that. But a lot of the producing musicians tend to change up their names at times to reflective of the kind of sounds that they're, you know, and directions that they're heading in. So right now, And Then There Was One is the current project. So go check it all out. But we're going to start this pack off with, and if you don't know the name, you need to know the voice for sure. His name is Corvix. If you've not come across Corvix, you may be under a rock somewhere. Not that, you know, he's on every TV show, but he's so powerful in his vocals. He's an incredible, incredible vocalist, but also someone who's just the presence on stage and the presence in videos is, it's next level. He's back with he does a lot of covers, but this cover is a really cool version of Evanescence's Bring Me to Life. And Corvix really tends to get into that dark cinematic pop sound, and it just makes everything larger than life. He is the husband, I believe that they are married, of Joey Dean of King Vagabond. They are both out of NYC, and they are both really, really known for collaborating together, but also just really putting out these monumental, really epic-sounding tracks. So we're going to take a listen to Corvix right now, and it's called Bring Me to Life from Evanescence. And buckle up, because I'm not sure you're ready for it. So here we go.
How can you see into my eyes like a Go. appear on this podcast? Then be sure to check out the Out Loud Radio Show. It's 4 hours of LGBTQ new releases from artists from around the world. Listen every week on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. EST on communityradio.ca.
All right, friends, another one in the can. Episode 101, done and dusted. Now, I would be remiss if I did not say, if you are an LGBTQ artist out there and you are interested in having your music or just being part of this podcast in any kind of way, music submissions can be done online on the website at curatedbyq.com/submit-music. And otherwise, if you are just an artist who would like to come on the podcast, you have an interesting story to tell us about, something to talk about, and maybe something new coming up, you can also just use that email address, theq@curatedbyq.com. Drop me an email, and I would love to hear from you. All right, we're going to leave you with one last song, and we're going to jump into Teaneck, New Jersey, and check out an artist called Lanes. This is their latest. It is called The Transformation. For now, I've been your host, Kenny Fitz. This has been Out Loud, the queer creative podcast. And I can't wait to bring you more and more oodles of goodness from the LGBTQ global creative community in the coming weeks. For now, stay safe out there.
Oh, it's come clear as day, with true world come.